The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Show. Here with Miss Robin this morning, who's just took a big bite of yogurt, so she can't say good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice job there.
Got it.
That was very interesting to watch. I'm sorry this isn't television.
Yeah, you're so lucky it's not.
I know. Hey, we've got a guest with us this morning. We've got Chris Markin here from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and we're going to connect him right now and say good morning. Hey, Chris, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good. So we've got this event planned for next Saturday, the 23rd of September in Washington County, correct? Tell us a little bit about that, if you would. Why don't we start with the history of National Hunting and Fishing Day?
Okay, so we'll be celebrating our Maryland's 11th National Hunting and Fishing Day,
right?
September on the 23rd. The history of it kind of goes back to about 100 years ago, essentially, where hunters and anglers, you know, became vocal supporters of conservation and wildlife management.
Right.
And it was led by then-President Theodore Roosevelt.
Right.
And, through the years, you know, things were going on and people started realizing that a more concerted effort needed to start happening with wildlife management. So in 1972... President Nixon signed the first proclamation of National Hunting and Fishing Day.
That's correct.
So that's kind of when it began, and since then, every fourth Saturday of September, it's been celebrated nationally.
Sure. Well, if I recall, the idea was fomented in Pennsylvania by the owner of a local gun shop there, and he went to the governor, and the governor made Pennsylvania one of the first states to recognize the importance of hunting and angling. And I think that was under Governor Milton Schapp, 72. That was in the 70 or 71 that happened. Then, of course, it went to the national stage. 72 was the year I graduated from high school. So, dating myself a little bit. But that's okay. That's okay. But right now, the headquarters is in Missouri, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And that is the museum of, I'm not sure what it is out there. It's on the grounds of Bass Pro Shop. It's another Johnny Morris entity out there, the big museum. And I don't know, have you ever toured that place?
I have not. I haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah, it was out there in 2007. It was pretty spectacular then, but... because it's Johnny Morris, because it's affiliated with Bass Pro Shop and run from Missouri, we've got a lot of national sponsors of National Hunting and Fishing Day. And, of course, there is a webpage. The webpage then, highlights the different states and what they're doing. And, of course, now each state is encouraged to have its own day. So now Maryland, you said 11 here. And I don't know if you were around back in the day when they used to do this same weekend. I don't think they called it National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration, but they do a weekend. Sometimes it was on the Eastern Shore at Remington Farm, and they moved it around the state a few times. And back in the 90s, we used to go to those events. And I'm not sure if it coordinated with National Hunting or Fishing Day or not. I think it did back then. But under the current, I don't know, right now, you said number 11, so...
Yeah, the I'm vaguely familiar with what you're speaking about on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
I guess it was loosely associated.
Right.
And it wasn't until about 11 years ago where, you know, we, I guess, really cemented, all right, this is National Hunting and Fishing Day.
Right.
The event, we're going to call it at... it did take place, I think its first year or two, on the Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of got moved because, you know, we're trying to make sure we hit the most people possible.
Sure.
We're going to try to see about moving it throughout the state rather than keeping it kind of in one location
sure.
After a year.
Yep.
So hopefully with a new format, we'll be able to kind of reach out to a new crowd every year.
Yeah. Well, National Hunting and Fishing Day has significance to me. That was the day we announced that the Maryland Hunting Coalition had been formed 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, and that was the day we had our first board meeting, and we signed a contract with our advocate, and we launched our press release and had our first launch of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we're pleased to report that things are going well. So.
That's great.
Yep. So tell us about the event. Where, who, how, what, the whole deal.
So this year, this will be our first year at the Washington County Isaac Walton League of America.
Okay.
So that's located in Clear Spring, Maryland, and it's actually at 12759 Independence Road.
Mm-hmm.
There in Clear Spring.
Okay.
If you haven't been there before, it's a great venue. We're really excited to be there, and it's a really great group of folks that we've been dealing with.
Right.
It'll start, it's on September 23rd, which we've mentioned.
Right.
And it's going to start at 10 a.m. and wrap up at about 4 p.m.
Got it.
So it is a rain or shine event. Hopefully it's more shine than rain.
Let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And, but we will have activities, you know, and we kind of plan for the contingency of rain, but, you know, it'll... it's much better if it's nice and sunny with pleasant weather.
Oh, sure, sure.
But,
well,
go
ahead.
We just have, you know, it's free. I want to make sure everybody knows that it's free. And it's certainly a family-oriented event, but seasoned hunters and the like certainly will be able to find plenty of activities to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have kids or if you can't get the kids out. We know it's a tough time of year with... school being back in and sports and hunting and all that, but hopefully people will take a little bit of time out of their day to make it by the Isaac Walton League.
Sure. Now, to get there, you go out from the Baltimore area, you go out 70.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be on 70 and, wow, it's past Hagerstown.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually will have to take...
the easiest way, Chris, I tell people, would be go up 81 and go out Route 40 west.
Right.
Route 40 just runs you all the way. You kind of miss the most part of Hagerstown, but it runs you out into the country, and it takes you out towards Clear Spring. And when you get to the Sheets store, it's another couple of miles out there on the right-hand side, and make sure you cross the bridge before you turn onto Independence.
I thought it was before you crossed the bridge, remember?
No, that was coming the other way.
Okay.
Coming the other way. Remember, we were coming in from the other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
I just know it took us down a dead-end road with a no bridge.
Yeah, if you turn in the wrong Independence Road, it takes you to some guy's driveway, and you can't get across the creek.
Yeah, it's just when you're coming from Sheets off of 81, you'd take a left there at the Sheets, and yeah, right across the bridge.
Yeah,
then you take your first right.
Actually, I think that's what is that road off of 70 that takes you up to Sheets. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has a GPS, so
yeah, that's
which
will
take
what
you
I
down
try
the
to tell people. Google or GPS is
yeah.
Your best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
We will have signs that day, because once you turn onto Independence Road, you come to an area where it wise.
Yes.
You want to make sure you you stay to the right of that Y.
That's right.
And then you'll just follow it down, and then pretty much you'll take another left, and you won't be able to miss it. But we're going to make sure we have plenty of signage up that
day.
Yep,
it's a nice facility, let's put it that way.
And it's a great drive if you've never been there.
Sure. One of our sponsors, Hafer's Gunsmithing, is right out there. Before that turn. So.
And they'll be there on
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yep, Tim and the crew, they're a good bunch, no question. So there's some local businesses there, obviously. There's some conservation organizations, is that right?
Yeah, so what we try to do with these, and you know what I specifically focus on, is trying to get local businesses and organizations that, you know, for folks that are coming locally, they might not be exposed to a lot of these different businesses and organizations, so I want to make sure that it's something that it's going to be usable or feasible for them to join up or visit these businesses. There's no sense in me bringing vendors in from the Eastern Shore of Maryland to Clear Spring, because the chances of somebody visiting a sporting goods store in the Eastern Shore is probably pretty slim. But, yeah, we'll have some local and national organizations there, but just a few off the top of my head is National Wild Turkey Federation will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And great organization. I work with them often in other endeavors. We'll also have Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation,
sure,
which is a national sponsor for National Hunting and Fishing Day, but also, you know, a local sponsor for us.
Right.
And we'll also have an opportunity for individuals to meet with different Department of Natural Resources agencies. So fishery staff will be there. We'll also have hunter education staff and natural resources police.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want, you know, hopefully it makes the Department of Natural Resources seem a little more accessible.
Sure.
Any questions you might have? I know we get a lot of folks that come in, it is hunting season, and they come in and they ask a lot of questions about,
sure,
well, I saw this in the hunting guide, you know, can you explain it to me? And so we'll have natural resources, police, and other staff there to kind of help,
right,
help guide you through things.
That's a good thing. And, of course, there are going to be activities there, too. There's going to be shooting activities and archery. And is the Turkey Federation bringing their pellet gun range?
So, yeah, that's the plan. It's available, and we're working on some logistics right now. But, yeah, so National Wild Turkey Federation will be there with their BB gun trailer. Hunter Education will be there with a tree stand, ladder stand safety demo. So that's something we really want to push on folks. Tree stand safety is of the utmost importance.
Sure.
We'll also have DNR Fisheries will be there with some casting stuff. It's fun. You know, they,
sure,
put out plastic fish and give you a chance to grab a rod and cast out and test out your skills.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have five-stand shooting, and we'll also have some pellet guns on the range and 3D archery. And just want to make sure everyone knows that all these things are run with safety first.
Of course.
We'll have range safety officers, and you know, everyone will get a brief little talk about firearms or weapon safety, and you know, we want to make sure that this isn't just something that, you know, if you've been out in the woods hunting or if you've been shooting your whole life that you can do. We want people that want to introduce their kids or their family members or anybody that's never had an opportunity to do any of this kind of stuff can come out and work with trained individuals, experienced individuals that do this on a regular basis and get some exposure to these different things.
Sure, sure. And it's great. We were talking about earlier, the Apprentice Hunting License Program this year that was passed by the General Assembly. And I started talking about a family out of Frederick County and didn't finish it. But their one daughter took a hunter safety education course last year. And took a doe with her crossbow last year. This year she got her first buck, a little velvet 6-point. And then the son, who's 7 or 8 years old, took the online course and was mentored in the field by one of his parents. They both hunt, and he wound up taking a little 7-point with his crossbow. So I don't know if anybody else under the apprentice program has taken a deer yet, but he's certainly the first one that I've heard of. So that's pretty cool that it's going to be a hands-on thing, and these people can come out there and see all this stuff. Are the fur trappers going to be there?
Yeah, so they'll be there. So, you know, we kind of touch on a little bit of everything.
Sure.
Firearms, archery, we'll have some trapping out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
Maryland Bow Hunters Society be there?
No, they won't, actually.
Okay.
I heard from them. But we will have individuals representing the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America.
Right.
PCBA.
Yeah, PCB. Hang on a minute, Chris. Hold on. Let's. Here's one of your exhibitors right here on the line with us. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning.
And Chris is on the line from Maryland Department of Natural Resources.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Chuck with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, Chris.
Oh, excellent.
Right. I was going to call in anyway today to bring up the topic, and then Alan said you were going to be on, so I figured that would be covered pretty thoroughly. But we'll be there.
Excellent.
Chuck is an ardent supporter of the Hunting Coalition, and a good participant in the show and that type of thing, and a good friend. So it's always nice to hear from Chuck, and Chuck is the one who's helping facilitate Fran in her efforts to become a hunter, took the hunter safety course at Baltimore County Game and Fish. She called in earlier, and she actually got picked for a hunt with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. Chuck and Fran from downtown Baltimore are going on a hunt together in Indiana here shortly.
Oh, wow.
How do you like that? So there's those opportunities out there, so you never know who you're going to see or what you're going to do when you're at National Hunting and Fishing Day. So. Chuck, any points you want to make there, buddy?
No, I just wanted to. I was going to just check in as a PCBA when he mentioned that we're going to be there anyway. So
sure, there you go. Good, very good. Chuck.
I'll see you there, Chuck.
Okay. Well, Diane will see you too.
That's great.
Oh, great. Good. Good. Good.
Look forward to it.
You bringing that Frederick County deer rack out to for us to take a look at?
That small thing.
Hey, it's a deer, right? Tasted good. So,
but it pales in comparison to some of those other heads you put on the Facebook page.
Well, we don't want to intimidate anybody. We just want to put people in the record book. That's all.
I know.
You know. So
we are not celebrating the biggest ones. We're just celebrating the whole deal.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you later.
Hey, Chuck. Thank you.
Bye,
buddy.
Chuck.
See ya.
Bye.
There he goes. Okay. Chuck is gone, and Chris is still here.
I'm still here.
And the other Chris is still here, our producer, Chris Klaproth. So while you all are here, I'm going to have to tell our listeners about some of our sponsors. That's what keeps this show going. So first up, Chesapeake Outdoors. Bow season is here, folks, and, you know, waterfowl season just started today. The early duck season started today, and I'm sure all the Eastern Shore enthusiasts are out there, no question about it. If you're looking for some great waterfowl clothing and gear, it's the brand Banded, and a full complement of that can be found at Chesapeake Outdoors, along with the Under Armour stuff as well. If you need a shotgun, Remington, Chiappa, Escort, muzzleloaders by Thompson Center, CVA, all the Yeti coolers and mugs and things like that, the decoys, the steel shot, the gear, camo, the calls, all that for waterfowl. But, you know, we're in the heart of the bow season here. Matthews Solo Cam, that's your premier bow line that's handled by Chesapeake Outdoors. They carry the brand-new Raven crossbow. These things are pretty spectacular if you've ever seen one. And, of course, that's the hot ticket. They also carry Excalibur and Carbon Express and 10-Point and Mission and Barnett, all those. So take a look at all the crossbows at Chesapeake Outdoors. They even carry Parker. That's I don't see it here, but they carry Parker as well. So check that out. All at Chesapeake Outdoors. You're getting ready for your hunt season, waterfowl season, and fall fishing. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located right off Route 50. That's Dominion Road, exit 39B off Route 50, right there on Kent Island. Cross the bridge and start looking for the signs. 39B, Dominion Road. Their phone number, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. And don't forget, everybody, that a portion of a bedliner profit that you get your bedliner sprayed in by Linex at Catonsville or at Bay Linex, a portion of that proceeds goes to support St. Jude's. It's a national partnership, so I want to make sure you know about that, that the folks at Linex have partnered with St. Jude's to help fight juvenile cancer. So it's always a good time to get your bedliner done, this month especially. So let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I started talking about some of the Browning guns and piqued Chris's interest in that AB3, that combo gun. But we got to tell you about some more of the waterfowl stuff. The BPS pump. You know, if you like pump-action shotguns, the BPS comes in 410, 28, 20, 12, 16, 10-gauge, even 12- and 20-gauge rifled-barreled deer models are available. Then for waterfowl, there's the Maxis. It's an autoloader shotgun with waterfowl hunting perfection. It's a beautiful firearm, 3 and 3.5-inch chamber, new power drive gas system reduces recoil. Then there's the Gold Light in 10-gauge. I don't know if I want a light shotgun that's a 10-gauge, but gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite Dura-Touch armor coating stock, Mossy Oak camo. It comes with three standard and vector choke tubes as well. So you got the A5, the Maxis, the BPS, and the Gold Light for waterfowl. Now, if you're into shotgun sports, the 725 Satori Sporting comes in a really pretty gun. Comes in 20-gauge and 12-gauge, and also has a 725 field model if you like upland birds, dove hunting, and things like that, and the BT-99 trap gun for those of you who like those shotgun sports. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off exit, Beltway exit number 9, phone 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Equal opportunity offenders.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's go back to Chris. Chris, good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
All right.
That's a little throw a little log on the fire. We played the man song in the first hour, so, you know, we have tried to offend everybody here. So, last thing we are is politically correct.
This day and age, sometimes that's the way you got to go.
Sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're right. So, you were ticking off some of the organizations that are coming, National Wild Turkey Federation. Did you say QDMA is going to be there?
QDMA, I did not hear from them. No.
Didn't hear from QDMA. Didn't hear from, you said Wild Turkey. Ducks Unlimited, are they going to be there?
No, they said they couldn't get anybody to get out there.
You know, there's 50-some Ducks Unlimited chapters here in Maryland. And, you know, they're always having some kind of event somewhere. I'm sorry to hear that they can't come to National Hunting and Fishing Day. So, especially as being a national sponsor. Same way with QDMA, I believe. So be it. That's the fun of being in Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, the volunteer organizations and conservation groups, they're all hard-pressed as volunteers to find enough time to do everything they need to do. I get it.
That's it. Yep. I understand completely. It's difficult. You know, they are working as volunteers.
And, right.
And it's a tough time of year. I know, you know, a lot of guys and women don't want to give up their Saturday.
Well, it's the last day of duck season, yeah. You know, the early duck season. You know, and then, of course, the archery season's there. Sick of deer getting ready to start to do their thing. And so, yeah, I get it. I understand it. But what about Congressional Sportsman's Foundation?
I didn't hear back from them this year either.
They have a new representative, new Mid-Atlantic rep. That's interesting as well. Thought we'd meet her there. I know Kara, I believe is her name. I know she's coming to our summit on the 24th, the Maryland Hunting Coalition Summit. How's about just trying to, you know, get some folks that I know that'll show up.
We've got Becoming an Outdoors Woman.
Ah, okay. Yep.
I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Yep. Is that going to be Tina?
Yeah, Tina will be there.
Tina is there with also National Wild Turkey Federation as well. Spoke to Tina the other day. And
it'll be great for any women or you know, girls out there that
sure
want to get involved in hunting. They offer a really great program. If you're not familiar with them, but
sure.
You know, they actually have an event coming for deer hunting on November 3rd at Blossom Point.
Really?
So it's set up so
sure,
you know, for new beginner hunters,
right?
And you can find them if you just search on the web for Becoming an Outdoors Woman.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I know ladies will attend this clinic that they have and get their first deer.
Sure, Robin is going to go do that.
Oh, it's great. And they've got an event coming up in the end of October in Garrett County, I believe, or Allegheny County.
Okay.
Somewhere out west, but it's a long weekend, and they just pack the days full of really great stuff for
women. I've heard, sure.
Sell out really quickly.
So. Sure. Sure. That's good.
It'll be great, you know, if people aren't familiar with them, to come out and talk with Tina and learn about that program.
Yep, she's a nice lady, and the whole family hunts. Their daughters both hunt. Steve, her husband hunts, and Tina's, of course, I think she's vice chairman of the Wildlife Advisory Committee.
Yep.
So yeah, good folks. Good to know those people. I've known them for years and years and years. We actually wrote a letter for their daughter to, you know, letter recommendation for her to receive a scholarship from National Wild Turkey Federation. So I don't know if it had any influence or not, but she got her scholarship. So that's good. Good people. A lot of good people in this world. You know, I mean, you talked to Chuck there earlier and Tina and, you know most of the folks in most of those organizations that you're talking about. Some out west, I don't really know that much about, but, you know, some of the local clubs and things like that, but we'll get familiar with them. So,
yeah, and you know, being part of the hunting community as a whole in the state of Maryland, it's you really do run into a lot of really great people that are
indeed
passionate about what they do and
yep,
and want to sort of teach that passion or pass it on to
sure
to folks and
yep,
you know,
we've got some we got You're right. We got some good people out there. Some of the local folks, I know you know. I think you put it in one of your Facebook posts about the bear scoring event that Bucks, Bears, and Stags is going to hold.
Yep.
Fred Horn is going to be there, a veteran scorer here from Baltimore. That event is being sponsored so far by Keystone Sporting Goods, by Steve House at Redneck Blinds, and by EB's Farm and Garden and Fairview Wildlife Studio out there, a good taxidermist group out there. So it's all good, and we're looking forward to getting that first scoring effort underway, and then on to whitetails and sick of deer. So
we're excited about that. You know, looking forward to it. Hopefully, folks will bring in their black bear skulls.
I hope so. Yeah,
Gord, we're in a good part of the state for people to get out there.
Sure, and
black bears.
Bear season right around the corner.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We just announced about a week ago the lottery winners, and so we're excited.
I'm not a lottery winner this year, but I am a sub permittee. My adopted daughter Laura pulled a tag, and she's excited. She's a little bit. She doesn't like foxes and coyotes and bears. So, you know, I'm the bodyguard, I guess.
I thought I kept you out of the woods this year when you didn't get the lottery, and look what happened.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. So we don't know if we're going to hunt Frederick or Washington or Garrett or where we're going to wind up, but we got our options all on the table. So.
Yeah, with last year adding a couple new counties, you know, it's there's a lot of options out there.
Exactly, and that's what we want to do with BBS. We want to promote the robust bear population we have here, the world-class whitetails, and, of course, the unique herd of sick of deer on the eastern shore, available nowhere else in the country, in this state, in this wild state of, you know, 13,000 game animals out there that estimated herd. And, you know, the population is expanding, the range is expanding, and, you know, we take 3,000 or so of those little critters every year, and it's a unique opportunity in the country for us to promote, you know?
So. Absolutely. I love it. I fell in love with it when I moved to the Eastern Shore. And
with sick of deer?
Yeah. I love getting out there and hunting them. And,
yep.
You know, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, sitting there in the marsh, and, yeah, it's crazy. So it was very interesting. Whistling Creek Outfitters is run by the son of the man I shot my first sick of deer with 30 years ago this year. And it was a 6-point. And I haven't topped it, so
it's hard to top a 6-point.
Yeah, some guys do it consistently, but boy, it takes some dedication. You know, you got to learn to call, you got to learn to be there in the right place, the right time. And I know some guys that have taken some really nice ones consistently, but they have good properties, and you know, they have good techniques, and they know the lay of the land, and they know the habits of the game, just like anything else.
Absolutely.
So, yes, sir. So. Sure. All right, well, good, Chris. We're just ticking them off here. As far as the activities, you said it starts at 10 in the morning. When can the vendors start to set up?
We're going to get the vendors in around between 8 and 9:30.
Okay.
We want to make sure that the vendors are in there and set up so that, you know, when we officially open the doors to the public, everybody's ready to,
sure,
to get going.
Sure. Yep.
But, you know, it's a very laid-back sort of day.
Yeah.
You know, folks can come in and they can check out what they want to check out. And,
right.
And, you know, you don't have to follow any sort of pattern. We're not going to usher you around.
Right.
We'll just let you know where things are at.
And right.
I'm excited about the Isaac Walton League there because everything's really centralized. So
sure.
You don't have to go far to get exposed to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll have shooting and archery and lots of people that you can talk to and fun stuff for the kids, and, you know, it's a good time to get out there on a Saturday and take your kids and show them some things. Or,
sure.
You know, even if you don't have kids, it's a great time for...
I think Robin's going to have some stuff for the kids at the Bucks, Bears, and Stags table, too, so...
Great, yeah.
We'll figure that out. Maryland Hunting Coalition will be there. We're going to announce a new raffle this week, and we'll have all this stuff there for... We're calling a Hunter's Choice raffle. We've got a beautiful compound bow. We've got a crossbow, and we've got a 22. So pretty unique stuff. You know, you say 22, and that's not unique. Well, where do you see the one we've got? So,
well, I'm looking forward to it. now. Got me excited.
Got you excited, yeah. Maybe we'll even bring that shotgun that's on the website. I don't know if we'll be able to get that from the FFL dealer on loan or not, but it's a. If you go to the website, we'll be certainly selling tickets for it. But it's beautiful, Browning BPS.
Oh yeah,
Ducks Unlimited model. It's engraved on both sides. Gorgeous gun, Ducks on it. You know, Ducks Unlimited logo on it. There's a golden retriever. I mean, a Chesapeake Bay retriever and a golden lab on there. You know, so it's a pretty gun. Pretty gun. So we'll be selling tickets for that too. So
yeah, great.
Yeah, and spreading the word about what we do here in Maryland. You know, we've got. I don't know if you listened to the first hour or not, but we've had the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus retreat out in Western Maryland this weekend. Yet last night, today, and tomorrow, it breaks up, and Maryland Hunting Coalition and the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association sponsored that event. And our advocate is there, you know, rubbing shoulders with leading lawmakers, members of the coalition or the caucus that are concerned about fishing and hunting here in Maryland in the General Assembly. You know, we have an urban mindset here in Maryland, and it's kind of tough for natural resources stuff to get through the General Assembly. And hunting, of course, is like, what's that when you go to Annapolis? So, you know, we got to keep that fresh in the minds of our lawmakers. So
sure.
We're interacting with them. Got a text last night that... A 10:54. The conversations were still going on last night, so apparently it was a good time. So, anyway, that all being said, you know, the outdoors is alive and well, and then the National Hunting and Fishing Day is a great way to celebrate it here in Maryland.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we hope to get people out, and we hope to, you know, maybe folks can learn a little bit about conservation in Maryland and what the Department of Natural Resources is doing.
Of course, this is your event, absolutely.
You know, and where your $100 and all that kind of stuff is going.
Sure.
And what we're doing with it. And you know, hunters are the greatest conservationists, so we just want to make sure that people get out. And
yeah, when you were talking about Teddy Roosevelt, I went to the 100th anniversary, 2008, the 100th anniversary of the celebration of the founding of the American model of wildlife conservation in D.C. And all the leaders of the conservation organizations were there. I mean, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was there. The Boone and Crockett Club head honchos were there, and members of the leading conservation groups in the country. Celebrating, you know, Teddy Roosevelt's 100th anniversary of that. And it is a unique way that we do fund our conservation efforts here in Maryland. And I hope that's brought out a lot at this event.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't understand where their, I guess, the dollars are going or how we fund what we do in the Department of Natural Resources as far as our wildlife management areas and that kind of thing. And
sure.
You know, all those dollars, it's coming from the Pittman-Robertson Act.
Correct.
You know, and it's that's where we're getting funded. You know, people say, well, I pay my taxes, so you need to do what I want to do, but...
Actually, that's not quite true, is it?
That's not quite true at all.
No.
So, you know, we're funded, about 85% of our funding for the wildlife programs comes from hunting license fees.
That's true.
The Pittman-Robertson Act, so... You know, it's hunters that are directly purchasing licenses and purchasing firearms and ammunition and that kind of thing
exactly.
Going to take care of and doing our major conservation and efforts in Maryland.
Exactly. What the way the Pittman-Robertson Act, I think that was first in the 30s, if I remember.
Yep, 1937.
Yep, there you go. What that does is that the manufacturers of firearms and ammunition, archery tackle, and some other minor things, set aside, actually pay willingly 11% federal excise tax on their products, and that gets sent to the IRS every quarter, just like, you know, independent businessmen pay their taxes every quarter. That gets sent in. Then it is up to the IRS and Fish and Wildlife Service, Department of the Interior, to dole out that money to the back out to the states. None of it goes to the federal government for anything. It's put into a fund and then it's all distributed back out to the states, pretty much based on license numbers. And you know, there's X number of dollars per license donated, but given back to the states for hunter safety education, for wildlife conservation, for purchasing properties like the wildlife management areas and things like that. And that's where that money comes from. Excise tax. Of course, that's taxes passed on to the consumer. But it comes out of the manufacturer's pocket at the front end. We pay for it on the back end when we buy the ammunition and buy the guns and that type of thing. So in effect, it's the money that we spend on our sport goes back into our sport.
Yep, so, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think Maryland is somewhere in the, I don't know, $5, $6 million range a year for those efforts.
Yeah, I think somewhere roughly around that area.
Yeah, 6.3, 6.7, something like that. But anyway, that's all that funding starts, and that's the American model. So it's all good. Hang on there, Chris. We're going to take another little break, and we'll be back, and we'll wrap it up in a few minutes, okay?
All right.
All right. Hey, folks, Chesapeake Outdoors is waiting to see you, perhaps this weekend. They're open 7 days a week, and they're open early. And they're open, 5 to 5 on Sunday, 5 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and they're looking forward to seeing you. Great Matthews solo cam bows, crossbows by Barnett and Mission 10 Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, Parker, and the all-new Raven crossbow in stock. Lots of stuff still on sale from their sale they had a few weeks ago. Why not stop by and check out the bargains? You might just find something you need. They carry the banded line of clothing, Under Armour, camo, and firearms and ammunition for everything. They carry Remington, Schoppe, and Escort, muzzleloaders by Thompson Center and CVA, Yeti coolers and Bubba Blade knives and waterfowl calls and you name it. They've got it. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located right off exit 50, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Ken Island. When you're done duck hunting today, stop by. Check out the, you know, if the ducks didn't show up today, well, maybe it's the way you're talking to them. Maybe you're saying, maybe, you know, they want you to say, hey, guys, there's, you know, chicks and food here, and you're saying go away. So maybe you need to invest in a new duck call or, you know, at least a new technique or something. Anyway, I'm just messing with you. Stop by. I wander far afield sometimes. Stop by and see him. 410-604-2500. Chesapeake Outdoors, 39B Dominion Road.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Tracking our next tropical system, Jose, already giving us higher than average rip current danger up and down the East Coast this weekend. And a northeast wind picks up for us here in Baltimore for Monday night and Tuesday. I think most of the rainfall impact stays just off the East Coast, as the center of Jose is expected to stay just far enough east of us so that most of the rains will be over the open waters of the Atlantic. Our temps this afternoon up to 82, low tonight 66. Stray thundershower tomorrow, high of 81. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coombs Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, and Linex has partnered with St. Jude to help fight juvenile cancer. So a portion of every truck bed that gets sprayed this September is donated to St. Jude. So, you know, if you're looking for you know, a reason to get your truck bed sprayed, new or old, used or, you know, bright and shiny, stop by Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X at Glen Burnie and know that some of your dollars are going to go help fight childhood cancer. And you can go online to the Line-X site and donate yourself if you'd like to, you know, make a cash donation as well. It's easy to do on the Line-X website. So we want to recommend you do that. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, I've been telling you about Browning for the last couple of commercials, but, you know, they do carry the Thompson Center muzzle loaders, including the Pro Hunter, the Triumph, the Omega, the Encore, and all that. But they also carry the Remington Ultra Muzzle Loader. The UML ignition system is something else. You ought to see this thing. It'll take up to 4 pellets and fires an extremely hot ignition system. So you want to check that out. The brand-new Bear crossbows are available at Clyde Sports Shop as well as Parker. And Kotobo, the Maryland's leading Kotobo crossbow dealer. You ought to see this thing. This is a high-tech crossbow that you want to take a look at. Kotobo's a terrific piece of equipment for hunting. That's at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone 242-6108, 242-6108, or 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I ain't never shot no big rag buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer.
Pretty bad at hunting deer. I know a couple guys like that, actually. Back in Pennsylvania, there was a fellow that was, my age now, I guess, and he had been hunting all his life, out there all the time, never shot a deer. I don't know what the deal was, but he just had, just couldn't do it. All right, we are with Chris Markin at Maryland Department of Natural Resources. What is your title, Chris, by the way?
I am the Hunter Recruitment and Retention Specialist.
Ah, well, let me, hold on a minute. Let's put Hunt and Fishing Day aside here. had a hunter safety instructor on here earlier, and they were not, as a group, too enthralled with the apprentice license program. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on that.
My thoughts are, I can see it from their standpoint because I am a hunter education instructor.
Right.
You know, you certainly want to make sure anybody we put out in the woods has gone through that course and you know, that they're going to be safe and we're assured that they're going to be safe because they've taken that course.
Right.
But at the same time, there are some instances where I think that this apprentice hunting license is a really good thing.
Sure.
For instance, we have some programs for wounded warriors.
Right.
And here in Maryland, and a lot of those wounded warriors do come from out of state.
True.
You know, I spoke to an individual recently that is from out of state and never hunted in his life, was wounded in combat, and you know, spoke to the Wounded Warrior program kind of thing. I don't know if it's exactly affiliated with Wounded Warrior.
It is not. You're talking about NPLB? No Person Left Behind?
No.
Operation Second Chance?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, those are the guys I know, so.
Well, it's a program where, you know, veterans are given an opportunity to hunt.
Sure, yeah.
Let's just go with that.
All right.
I don't want to plug any specific order.
Well, those guys have been guests on my show. I'm friends with Mark Hoke, who, you know, who's deeply affiliated with that program. So,
but never hunted in his life, was given this opportunity to come to Maryland and hunt, isn't sure if he really wants to hunt, but figured he'd come and try this out. And there's a lot of other activities that are being offered to him other than hunting.
Sure.
You know, his options in the past would have been to, he would have had to take hunter safety, whether it was in his state or online here in Maryland, and figure out when he could do a field day, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then pay the non-resident license for potentially one day of hunting.
Right.
With this apprentice license, he was able to do that, buy the apprentice license, and he can come down here and hunt. And if he enjoys it, he can come back. But I think it sort of sparked a little something in him because he went ahead and did the hunter safety course anyway.
Beautiful.
So I think it's good to get people in the door. Another quick story we have, I was just dealing with someone that has they're working with an autistic child. Or I should say he's a man, he's 18. But they're not sure if he can make it through hunting, like sitting in a stand or that kind of thing. They don't know how he's going to react to it, but they know that he really wants to.
Sure.
And they also are concerned that he may not be able to make it through a course, a hunter education course. So they, with this apprentice license, they're going to be able to get him out there and kind of teach him things.
Sure.
And you know, kind of walk him through everything that he's going to need to learn and do in a standard hunter education course.
Fantastic.
You know.
Yep.
So,
very good. All right. Couple good points there, Chris. National Hunting and Fishing Day next Saturday. Washington County Isaac Walton League in Clear Spring, between Hagerstown and Clear Spring on Independence Road. Use your GPS to get there. Go to the DNR website and check it all out. And Chris Markins, the guy in charge, will be there. And folks, we hope you can join us out there. Thanks for joining us this morning, Chris.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, you got it, buddy. And we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks.
You got it. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you got it. National